Throughout this episode, you'll hear occasional dynamically placed advertisements as well as host-read ads by me promoting the work of my sponsors, similar to what you'd experience when you're binging your favorite YouTube content. If you find the ads disruptive, consider joining my community on Patreon. Premium submarines receive full-length, ad-free episodes, hundreds of hours of bonus content, and the ability to connect and chat with other listeners. To learn more, visit patreon.com/backfromtheborderline.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, my lovely listener. Welcome to another premium episode of Back from the Borderline. I'm your host, Molly. And as usual, the first part of this episode is going to be available for everyone. But if you are tuning in from the free feed and you are not a premium subscriber via my Patreon, the episode will fade out at some point and you will need to subscribe to listen to the whole thing. You will also experience periodically inserted advertisements if you're tuning in from the free feed, so just a heads up on that. But if you'd like to unlock an ad-free experience as well as hundreds of hours of additional bonus content, you can sign up on my Patreon and get all of those amazing benefits. So let's talk about what we're going to dive into today. On the main feed of the podcast, which is available to anyone who wants to listen for free, we have started a brand new mega series exploring the impacts of childhood emotional neglect. And going into all the research on this topic has brought up a lot of grief for me. It's like I'm kind of going through some of these big feelings that I thought I had moved through, and it's bringing it all to the surface again. And as I was brainstorming of what would be the appropriate topics and most healing topics to dive into in the premium episodes in between our childhood emotional neglect series drops each week, I've been thinking, what are some supplementary topics that can help us in integrating some of this pain and grief that's rising up as we are realizing and processing what we missed out on when we were growing up? Long-term listeners of the podcast will be familiar with my mother wound series that I did. And if you haven't listened to that yet, I highly recommend that you check out those episodes. But the mother wound is a topic that is very close to my heart because it has been one of the most difficult aspects of my recovery, and it's something that I struggle with still on a daily basis in my own life, just processing compassion for my own mother, processing the fact that I felt like I kind of grew up not with that archetypal nurturing kind of mom. My mom always just felt overwhelmed, very distant, and very triggered and intimidated by my emotions. I never really felt like my mom was really there for me. And as I grow up, I'm realizing that maybe she just didn't have the capacity to be there for me. And it's meant that I've had a lot of resentment and anger towards my mother. And one of my biggest goals in my life right now is trying to find compassion for her, but it's really hard for me to do so. And as I think about my own journey into motherhood in the future, I know that these are wounds that I really need to process and integrate. And at some point, I have to find acceptance for what is, that this is the life that I have. That was the mother that I had growing up. She's capable of what she's capable of. And why do I want to continue torturing myself, wishing things were different? And I want to share with you, my listeners, something that has really helped me in my recovery from the mother wound. Because many of us who are struggling with the reverberating impacts of childhood emotional neglect, much of that is due to a strained or dysfunctional relationship with our own mother. And no matter where you look in psychological literature, the most important and foundational relationship that requires a secure attachment in our early lives that sets us up for good psychological development is a good enough relationship and attachment with a mother figure. And here's the thing, if you missed out on that growing up, there are ways to heal that wound. You hear all the time about inner child healing and reparenting, and that's not what I'm going to talk about today. Even though those concepts have been very helpful for me, I'm going to give you an entirely new idea, and it is the one thing that's actually broken through for me in terms of helping to heal my mother wound. And as many of you know, spirituality and depth psychology and just the concept of archetypes have been the biggest aha moment in my own recovery journey. I grew up as someone who was very put off by religion or spirituality at all because I grew up really looking at the hypocrisy of religion. I felt like it was very divisive. I felt like it was very judgmental, and I watched people become very sanctimonious in their beliefs and say, you know, you can only go to heaven or whatever, what have you, if you do XYZ. And if you do XYZ, which we don't agree with, you're going to hell. I just thought it was all very off-putting. And I didn't really have the vocabulary to describe why it put me off, but now I do. And now, after diving into my own spiritual path, I have found my own version of spirituality that has really helped me. And I truly am of the belief that unless we find our own version of what spirituality means to us, recovery from the psychological and emotional wounds of a dysfunctional childhood is going to be a lot more difficult. Because we live in the West where the main framework is the only thing that's real is what we can taste, see, hear with our own senses. It's all very logically minded, and we've lost our connection with the spiritual, with the unseen, with whatever it is out there that is bigger than us. And I can understand why a lot of people are put off, because not only do you see, you know, a bunch of dogmatic religious beliefs, you also are now seeing, especially in the social media communities, this thriving new age spirituality where it's almost just gotten just as cuckoo and nonsense as dogmatic religion. So many of us feel very spiritually homeless because it all just seems like nonsense no matter where you look. So what I hope is that by sharing the more grounded and integrated version of spirituality that I've found for myself, and it is completely non-denominational, I feel like these are things that anyone can incorporate in their life if they feel called to do so. It doesn't cost money. It's not creepy and culty. These are ideas that can be very healing if you allow them into your life and if it feels right for you, because that's the thing. I'm never going to come at you, my listener, saying this is the answer. But what I do here on my podcast is I share what's worked for me, and you can take what resonates for you and leave the rest. But the moment that I started having the courage to open up about my spiritual journey and the things that were working for me, the outpouring from my listeners that I received has sparked me to continue kind of going down this path and sharing some of these insights. And what I'm going to share with you today is the archetype and some of the practices and beliefs around which I have found so much deep and profound healing for my own mother wound. And that is through the archetype of something called the Black Madonna. And what we're going to do today is I'm going to begin with an overview of the Black Madonna archetype, noting its presence across various cultures and religious traditions, because this is a universal archetype. And also, I'm going to discuss the historical and cultural variations of the Black Madonna and how these diversities contribute to her universal appeal. And then we're going to take it into a focus on depth psychology and how this archetype plays a role in the personal and collective unconscious. And then I'm going to play for you this clip by one of my very favorite depth psychologists, Marion Woodman, and how her encounters with this archetype facilitated her own healing process around her own mother wound, and how viewing our pain through this lens and focusing on this archetype can help us confront and embrace our own shadows. The mother wound manifests as chronic feelings of emptiness, chronic dissatisfaction, and difficulties in love and relationships. And our engagement with this Black Madonna archetype can really help us move through these dark nights of the soul that represent these breakdowns for us. And I'm also going to share with you near the end of the episode how, if you choose to do so, you can connect with this archetype in your own personal healing journey. And this could include through rituals like meditation, art, creative expression, writing, dance, dream work, or anything that feels right for you. And I want to stress before we really start diving into all of this that one's relationship with the Black Madonna does not require adherence to any kind of religious belief. It's accessible to anyone who is open to exploring the depths of their psyche and embracing the transformative power of this archetype. As a way to introduce this, I want to read a quote by an author whose work has touched me very deeply. Her name is Glennon Doyle, and this quote is from her book, Untamed. And she writes, "I've spent much of my life lost in the woods of pain, relationships, religion, career, service, success, and failure. Looking back on those times, I can trace my lostness back to a decision to make something outside of myself my touch tree, an identity, a set of beliefs, an institution, aspirational ideals, a job, another person, a list of rules, approval, an old version of myself. And now, when I feel lost, I remember that I am not the woods. I am my own tree. So I return to myself and re-inhabit myself. As I do, I feel my chin rise and my body straighten." In this quote, you hear her mention something called a touch tree. So what's a touch tree? I mentioned this, and if you're an OG listener, you'll know that I mentioned the touch tree concept in some of my earliest episodes, but I think this is a beautiful time for a full circle moment. A touch tree is used in wilderness survival techniques. If you're lost in the forest, experts suggest that you very quickly find yourself a touch tree or a home base to keep coming back to. If you're headed out to find water and berries to survive the day, you return to the touch tree at night. If you run to the river for your daily bath, well, then you also come back to your home. Your touch tree is the place that you keep coming back to keep you from getting lost. It keeps you going. It keeps guiding you while you're lost in the woods. For me, the Black Madonna archetype has become my touch tree. And I'm creating this episode for anyone who needs to create that space inside of them. Maybe anyone who's really struggled with that idea of inner child healing and reparenting. It's like you understand what it means, but you don't know how to do it. You don't have something to hold on to. So I'm hoping by sharing this archetype with you and the words of some of the most inspirational people that have spoken about this, going back thousands of years across different cultures, across different religious beliefs. So many people talk about cultural appropriation these days. This is what I love about archetypes. They are universal. They don't belong to anyone. They don't belong to any race, religion, ethnicity, creed, or culture. They are universal and they can become our touch trees. And for me, because I believe so deeply that there is this broken relationship with the mother, the divine mother, with the feminine within inside myself, the Black Madonna has become a healing source, a touch tree for me in my life. And I hope that by me sharing this with you, that it can become that for you too, if it feels like it's right for you. So without further ado, let's dive into an exploration of the Black Madonna.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Black Madonna archetype, a figure of profound mystery and deep reverence, emerges across a tapestry of cultures and religious traditions, serving as a beacon of the universal and timeless nature of the divine feminine. This archetype is not confined to a singular cultural or religious identity, but a symbol that transcends geographical boundaries and historical epochs. The presence of the Black Madonna in various forms, from the revered statues and paintings in Christian cathedrals and shrines across Europe, Africa, and the Americas, to her echoes in the goddess traditions of ancient civilizations, speaks to her widespread appeal and the deep psychological resonance she holds for all of humanity. At the heart of the Black Madonna's veneration lies her embodiment of the deep, nurturing, and transformative feminine energy. She's more than a religious icon. She is a profound symbol of the primordial maternal force, an embodiment of the Earth Mother, who represents fertility, strength, protection, and the nurturing of all life. Her blackness, often interpreted in a multitude of ways, ranging from the literal to the metaphorical, signifies the womb of the earth from which all life springs and to which all life returns in death. It also symbolizes the darkness or the unknown aspects of life and the universe, embodying wisdom that comes from the acceptance and integration of the shadow side of existence. The Black Madonna's significance extends beyond her role as mother. She embodies the paradoxes of life, the coexistence of light and darkness, birth and death, joy and sorrow. And in this duality, she offers a powerful reflection of the human experience, inviting us to embrace all of our parts with all of our flaws and all of our beauty inherent in those flaws. Her enduring appeal lies in her capacity to represent a source of unconditional love and acceptance, providing comfort and solace to those who seek her. This universal nature of the Black Madonna archetype suggests a collective yearning that we all have for a deeper connection with the divine feminine. And I'm not talking about this co-opted, cheesy, new age concept of the divine feminine that you're getting from Instagram influencers who are hawking their courses for God knows how much money, saying that you can connect to your divine feminine to unlock your juicy orgasms. All of that is nonsense. I'm talking about the connection with the divine feminine that represents a longing for the compassionate, nurturing presence that has been marginalized in many patriarchal societies and religious traditions. The divine mother, the feminine, has been cast out of the collective consciousness, and this is why we're suffering from such a collective imbalance. The Black Madonna's widespread veneration across different cultures and epochs points to a common human experience that transcends the confines of organized religion. It represents the need for a symbol that embodies the holistic integration of our human psyche, including our darker, unconscious elements, shining a light on them, not casting them out into the shadows where they become warped and repressed. In embracing the Black Madonna, we can find not only a motherly figure who offers unconditional love and compassion, but also a transformative force that challenges us to face our own darkness, heal our wounds, and emerge renewed and transformed, which is what we talk about on this podcast every week, emotional alchemy. And through the Black Madonna, we can achieve this. It's a symbol we can hold on to, a touch tree. And through her, the ancient and the contemporary, the spiritual and the material, the celestial and the terrestrial are all finally woven together, finding finally a balance and a path to wholeness and a deeper understanding of ourselves and the universe that we are a part of. We are no longer separate. We're no longer floating with no grounded connection, which is why many of us find ourselves suffering. We just don't have the vocabulary to pinpoint why. The Black Madonna stands as a testament to the enduring power and relevance of the divine feminine, inviting all who encounter her to embark on a journey of self-discovery, healing, and profound transformation. Her presence in various cultures and religious traditions underscores the universal quest for meaning, connection, and the embrace of life's mysteries through the lens of the nurturing and formidable feminine spirit that's open to all of us, regardless of gender. And it's so important that we integrate all of us, regardless of gender. We've cast this archetype out, and it's time that we bring her back into ourselves. Next, let's dive into the historical and cultural variations of the Black Madonna archetype, because they play a pivotal role in her universal appeal. And it's why I want you to truly understand this, because you can know that this isn't all about like saying, oh, you need to convert to this type of religious or spiritual belief. This has existed across thousands of years, but as you can see, the patriarchal nature of organized religion has suppressed this, cutting us off from this collective touch tree, which is our divine right to have the knowledge of this archetype. And I'm creating this episode to try my best to add the tiniest effort that I can to the collective back to bring this archetype back to light. The Black Madonna is found in numerous locales around the globe, and she embodies a diverse spectrum of cultural identities, theological interpretations, and spiritual practices, making her a truly inclusive symbol of the divine feminine. The origins of the Black Madonna are as varied as they are mysterious. In Europe, the earliest depictions date back to the Middle Ages, with some scholars suggesting that these figures may have been influenced by earlier pagan goddesses. Christian saints, or even the Egyptian deity Isis nursing Horus, thereby integrating aspects of the Christian and pre-Christian traditions. Notably, many of these statues and icons are found in France, Spain, Italy, and Poland, each reflecting unique local traditions and histories. In Africa, in the African diaspora, representations of the Madonna and her child in darker hues resonate deeply with local populations, embodying a more inclusive and relatable version of the sacred. Similarly, in Latin America, the Black Madonna often merges with indigenous beliefs and practices, symbolizing resistance, protection, and the blending of cultural identities under colonial rule. If you're listening right now, it would be a really cool thing if you have the ability to do so. Obviously, if you're driving or something where it isn't safe, don't do this. But if you've got your phone and you can, just Google the Black Madonna and click on images and just start scrolling through some of the depictions of this archetype as we go through this, and it will add even more meat to our discussion because you're going to be able to see these depictions and really kind of dive into them visually as I go through this explanation of the cultural significations. The cultural interpretations of the Black Madonna are as diverse as her representations. In some contexts, her dark skin is associated with earth and fertility. If you think about it, think about dark, fertile soil, and you hold it in your hands. That darkness, the blackness of that soil, shows how much potential for new life there is. And her dark skin, this association with earth and fertility, is reflective of ancient goddess traditions that go back thousands of years. And in others, she symbolizes the suffering and resilience of marginalized communities, offering hope and solace to anyone who's been oppressed. Her blackness also represents the mystical and the unknown, inviting those who choose to seek her out to embrace the depth and complexity of the divine and the human psyche. The universal appeal of the Black Madonna lies in her ability to embody duality, light and dark, birth and death, joy and sorrow. And in doing so, she speaks to the core of our human experience. And it is in these dualities, in these the messy middle spaces, that we find healing from things like childhood emotional neglect, trauma, sexual abuse. The Black Madonna transcends specific religious dogmas, appealing to those who seek a more inclusive and encompassing sense of spirituality, free of these patriarchal religious structures that have always kind of, for most of us, felt a bit sus, for lack of a better word. It's just like, this just isn't hitting right. This has allowed people from various cultural backgrounds to find in her a mirror of their own struggles, hopes, and aspirations. In the realm of depth psychology, the Black Madonna symbolizes the integration of the shadow, the unacknowledged and often repressed aspects of the self. Her acceptance and embrace of darkness offers a pathway to wholeness and healing for all of us, resonating most deeply with individuals seeking to reconcile with their own pain, their own inner complexities. So as you can see, this historical and cultural variation of the Black Madonna archetype enrich her universal appeal, allowing her to be this multifaceted symbol of the divine feminine that transcends geographical, cultural, and religious backgrounds. Her diverse representations and interpretations invite anyone to find solace, strength, and inspiration in her embrace. The Black Madonna serves as a bridge between different worlds, offering a space for reflection, healing, and unity in the face of human diversity and complexity. And through her, the divine feminine speaks this universal language of love, resilience, and transformation, reflecting the shared journey of humanity towards understanding, acceptance, and integration. As I've mentioned multiple times on this podcast, and long-term listeners are no stranger to me bringing this up, but obviously my own recovery journey has been massively influenced by depth psychology, a field pioneered by Carl Jung. And depth psychology emphasizes the significance of the unconscious mind in shaping our behaviors, thoughts, and experiences. And this approach to coming at our psychological suffering posits that beneath the surface of our conscious awareness lies this vast, dynamic unconscious that harbors the roots of our deepest fears, desires, and motivations. And central to this theory is the concept of archetypes and the process of individuation, which provide a framework for understanding the role of figures like the Black Madonna in our personal and collective psyches. Archetypes are universal, primordial symbols and images that reside within the collective unconscious, which is the deepest layer of the unconscious shared by all humans. These archetypes manifest in myths, dreams, literature, and art, reflecting common themes and experiences across cultures and epochs. They are the psychic counterparts of instinct, providing a template for understanding fundamental human experiences such as birth, motherhood, death, and transformation. The Black Madonna, as an archetype, embodies the maternal, the mysterious, and the transformative aspects of the divine feminine. She represents a nurturing and protective presence, as well as the capacity to embrace and grow through and transcend the suffering which is inherent to our human condition. No one is exempt from going through suffering. As an archetype, the Black Madonna resonates on both personal and the collective levels, speaking to the universal need for compassion, understanding, and a connection with the divine and the transcendent. Individuation, a core concept of depth psychology, refers to the process of becoming aware of ourselves, integrating the conscious with the unconscious, and achieving a unified and whole self. Our suffering, according to depth psychology, and this is something that has proven to be true in my own life, is our split nature of being split in different parts of ourselves. It's like when you lose your shit and you snap on someone and you think, what came over me? That's the shadow. These are parts of yourself that you're not aware of and haven't integrated. And it means that you are in dire need of moving through the process and becoming conscious of the requirement of needing to go through the individuation process. This journey of individuation involves confronting and assimilating what is called the shadow, the part of our psyche that contains repressed or ignored aspects of ourself that we've shoved into the metaphorical closet. The Black Madonna archetype plays a crucial role in this process of individuation by offering us a symbolic framework, a touch tree, if you will, for engaging with our shadow. Engagement with the Black Madonna can facilitate the individuation process by encouraging us to confront our suffering, embrace our shadow, and find meaning in our experiences of darkness and light. Her embodiment of both the nurturing and challenging aspects of the maternal provides a powerful symbol for the integration of opposites within the self. Through reflection, meditation, and creative expression inspired by the Black Madonna, we can embark on a journey of self-discovery and healing. On a collective level, the Black Madonna archetype serves as a conduit for addressing societal shadows, such as marginalization, oppression, and the neglect of the feminine. Her universal appeal and diverse cultural representations reflect a collective yearning for a more inclusive and compassionate understanding of the divine and human nature. And by engaging with her, we can foster this collective sense of unity and healing, transcending divisions and embracing a more holistic vision of the world. Marion Woodman, a prominent figure in depth psychology who has inspired much of my own recovery journey, and whose work I referenced in our Trauma World series. And if you haven't listened to that, that's one that you definitely want to go back and check out. Marion Woodman has made invaluable contributions to our understanding of the feminine psyche, addiction, and the transformational power of archetypes, including the Black Madonna. Woodman's work, deeply influenced by Jungian psychology, explores the intricate landscapes of the unconscious, emphasizing the vital role of archetypes in personal development and healing. Her own encounters with the Black Madonna archetype in particular offer profound insights into the process of confronting and embracing our shadows, facilitating a journey towards wholeness and integration. Marion Woodman's personal and professional journey was profoundly marked by her engagement with the Black Madonna. She describes encounters with this archetype as pivotal moments of transformation for her, or as I like to call them, right, those aha moments. You know, those moments where certain things click into place and it's almost like years worth of healing happen in an instant. That's how Marion Woodman describes her work with the Black Madonna. It is where work with this archetype for her served both as a mirror to her own suffering and a compassionate touch tree or guide towards healing. For Marion Woodman, the Black Madonna symbolized the unyielding strength and nurturing presence of the feminine, capable of holding space for both the darkness and light within the human soul. In her writings and lectures, Woodman discusses how the Black Madonna challenged her to confront her own shadows, those repressed, ignored, or undeveloped parts of herself. And this very confrontation was not an act of aggression, but a loving acceptance and invitation to acknowledge and integrate these aspects into her own conscious awareness. The Black Madonna, with her capacity to embrace the entirety of human experience, became this pivotal model for Woodman's own process of self-discovery and transformation. Woodman's interpretations of the Black Madonna within the context of depth psychology emphasize the archetype's role in confronting the shadow and facilitating this individuation process that we're talking about. She viewed the Black Madonna as this symbol of the powerful, often neglected feminine energy that resides within everyone, regardless of gender. This energy, when acknowledged and integrated, can lead to a profound reevaluation of our values, relationships, and creative potential. She also highlighted the Black Madonna's significance in healing and the cultural and personal wounds related to the marginalization of the feminine. By engaging with this archetype, individuals and societies can begin to heal the splits caused by a patriarchal value system that often dismisses qualities traditionally associated with the feminine, such as emotion, vulnerability, and intuition. Woodman's work illustrates the transformative power of the Black Madonna in the individuation process, and she argues that the Black Madonna offers a path to spiritual and psychological maturity by challenging us to embrace our suffering, confront our shadows, and undergo the alchemical process that we discuss all the time on this podcast, performing emotional alchemy, where we turn our deepest wounds into sources of strength, healing, and wisdom. The Black Madonna archetype encourages a descent into the darkness of our unconscious, which is actually where the seeds of renewal and growth lie hidden, but most of us never dare to go there. Through the lens of Woodman's experiences and insights, the Black Madonna emerges as this crucial figure in depth psychology, offering a blueprint for navigating the complexities of the psyche. The Black Madonna, through the eyes of Woodman, embodies the resilience, compassion, and integrative power of the feminine, which can help us be guided towards a more authentic and harmonious existence. It helps us return to that mother that has always been there within ourselves. The mother that we always thought we needed is the Black Madonna within each of us, guiding us as our touch tree. Next, we're going to explore a clip that I found, and it is from an interview between Andrew Harvey and Marion Woodman. Andrew Harvey is a British author, religious scholar, and mystic known for his work in the fields of spirituality and sacred activism. He was born in India in 1952, and his upbringing in this multicultural and multi-religious environment deeply influenced his own spiritual journey and academic pursuits. He went to Oxford University, where he studied history and later won a fellowship to study at All Souls College, where he immersed himself in various religious traditions. Harvey is widely recognized for his efforts to bridge Eastern and Western mysticism, and he's written extensively on subjects related to spirituality, mysticism, and the need for a radical transformation of society through the integration of spiritual values. His work often focuses on the teachings of Rumi, the importance of the divine feminine, and the concept of sacred activism, which he defines as a transformative force for social and ecological justice that arises from a deep spiritual connection. His approach to spirituality is inclusive and eclectic. It draws on the wisdom of various traditions and advocates for a universal mystical awakening that can address the crises facing us as humans and the collective as a planet. And in this brilliant interview between him and Marianne Woodman, they speak about this collective healing power of the Black Madonna archetype. And in her own words, Marianne Woodman speaks about this touching and beautiful healing moment that she had in her life. And as soon as I came across it, I knew that at one point I would play it on the podcast, and now is the time for that. I want to share with anyone who is very interested in diving into Marianne Woodman and her concepts around the Black Madonna. She wrote a book called The Pregnant Virgin that was released in 1985. And if you're into depth psychology and find this particular episode meaningful for you, I highly recommend that you check that book out. So now I'm going to play this clip for you where Andrew Harvey and Marianne Woodman are discussing the Black Madonna archetype. So let's dive into it.
Who was your killer? Who was your inner killer?
I would say it was God. It was a desire for that kind of perfection, where the desire for perfection rejects life. So I went to India. And that's where I certainly met the Black Madonna. Because it was that earth and the glory of the earth and the creation of the earth, just looking right there at everywhere you looked, you couldn't miss it. And then I became really sick. So I stayed in my room and there was nobody, absolutely nobody to take care of me. I knew nobody. And so I just lay in bed reading Shakespeare's sonnets. Because I was running a very high temperature and I read my passport just to be sure who I was. And then at the bottom of the dysentery, I decided that I had to start relating or I wasn't going to make it. So I got dressed and went down to the foyer of the hotel. And I was feeling very shy and very frightened. And so I sat down on a couch right in the corner. And this woman came along, a large, very dark woman, and squeezed between me and the end of the couch. There was a whole couch she could have sat on. But no, she squeezed. And I had, of course, to move over to make room for her. And then I wasn't quite sure how I felt. And she pushed with her arm against mine. She had no sleeves, nor did I. And this warm, warm arm just came right down my whole arm. She didn't say hello, nothing. She just put her arm there. And I thought, it's so lovely to feel that warm arm on mine. And there's a black arm and white arm. So I just pushed back and really took in the feel of relaxing into a beautiful black mother. And she was lovely. But she never spoke to me, and I didn't speak to her. And then gradually, she pushed against my whole body. And every place she touched me, I was alive again. And then I realized we were at the other end of the couch. She kept pushing, and I was sort of nervous, so I pushed. We got the other end of the couch. And I thought I should go to my room. Because the container was starting to break. Couldn't hold it. So I did go to my room. The next day, I decided to go down again. And again she came. And again we went to the other end of the couch. But I'm stronger and able to eat and able to take in what's happening. So this happened maybe 5-6 times, day after day. And then a man came to me, an Indian man. And he said, my wife won't have to come and see you anymore. And I said, why? And he said, because you're not going to die. He said, I saw that you were dying in the foyer the other day. So I sent my wife to sit with you. But you're going to be living. So that was my first experience of the Black Madonna. And that woman, unquestionably, at the calling of her husband. See, I think it's extremely important that he was the one that saw the situation and set up the possibility of healing.
I think the Black Madonna is present in the whole experience that you're describing, because she works paradoxically, doesn't she? So she destroyed you, she brought you to the edge of death, and then she appeared in human form to heal you.
So it was paradox all the way. That the something had to be destroyed in order for me to give up my ego plans. I had to give up the perfection and give up what I would call now that golden spirit world that wanted whatever, quote, I thought perfection was. I had to completely let it go.
She had to break you.
She had to break me in order to make room for the genuine feminine and the genuine masculine to come through. And that's true with trauma. You can cover it up, but sooner or later, you have to be strong enough to endure the impact of imagination, intelligence, and feeling for the totality.
How powerful is that? And now, what I did was I went through that clip again and I took some detailed notes, and I want us together to break down what we can learn from this interview clip between Marion Woodman and Harvey. So in the beginning, she talks about this encounter with the inner killer, because Harvey starts off by saying to her, who was your inner killer? And she said, God. So in the depths of Marion Woodman's profound journey of self-discovery and healing, she confronts a formidable adversary, not external, but lurking within the recesses of her psyche, which she calls this inner killer, this destructive force masquerading as this divine expectation, demands nothing less than perfection and absolute obedience. And that is how many of us grow up seeing religion, as this all-encompassing sky daddy that's always watching for you to fuck up and sin. And if you don't live in the way that this patriarchal structure expects you to live, that you're going to hell, or that you're not going to be the kind of person that you should be. And Woodman's realization that this relentless pursuit of perfection, this idea of perfection through the eyes of this patriarchal sky daddy structure, is in essence a rejection of life itself. And that marks a pivotal moment in her understanding of the human condition. It's here in her candid acknowledgement of the inner conflict that plagues. All right, my friends, you know what that means. That is it for today's free preview of this premium episode of Back from the Borderline. You're not gonna want to miss the full episode of this one. It's a long one. And now what we do for the duration of this episode is I provide an in-depth analysis of the takeaways from that clip from Marianne Woodman. And we dive into each of the aspects that I think are so pivotal to integrate into our personal lives and how we can utilize the wisdom from that clip in our own lives and our own healing journeys. And then we finish off the episode with some suggestions about how, if you choose to do so, you can incorporate the Black Madonna archetype in your own healing journey. So if you'd like to unlock this full episode, all you need to do is subscribe to my Patreon by visiting backfromtheborderline.com or patreon.com/backfromtheborderline. And there you can click in and directly listen to this entire episode, as well as having the ability to unlock hundreds of hours of additional pieces of bonus content that are nicely organized in the collections tab of Patreon. And you can literally go and listen to things that are categorized by topic and healing journey. So if that sounds interesting to you, I'd love to welcome you into the inner circle of the premium submarines. So that's it for today's episode. I love you lots, and I will see you right back here next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Back from the Borderline. If you'd like to receive my monthly written recovery musings via Substack directly to your inbox, send me a voicemail, join the Patreon community, or check out my Amazon book list recommendations, visit backfromtheborderline.com and click to access my link tree.